Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And I've already moved on. I've started watching tape. I'm immersed in college and pro scouting right now and talking about contracts and negotiations and different things. And that's one, I think for me, that's one of the blessings of my job is it's very seasonal. And I'm in now one of my most favorite seasons, which is the off season, which is not, it's a misnomer because it's my busiest time of the year. But I love being a part of the solution. And that's what we'll be.
That was Eric DaCosta at the Ravens season-ending press conference previewing the offseason, and he told no lies there. It wasn't exactly a really busy offseason for the Ravens one way or another. A complete 180 from the year prior offseason, Jason, where it was a mass exodus of free agents, mass exodus of coaching staff and scouting department, where this year the Ravens are going to run it back with a lot of their 2024 team. You're looking at guys that played significant snaps for the Ravens that left. It was really just Patrick McCary and Brandon Stevens. And in terms of offseason additions outside the draft, of course, DeAndre Hopkins, Chidobe Awuzie, you brought in John Jenkins, the defensive lineman recently. But it's a lot of the same, a lot of continuity in Baltimore. Can't say that in Pittsburgh.
No.
Cincinnati, they got a lot of drama going on. Cleveland,
problems.
Cleveland just stinks.
All kinds of stuff.
But look at the rest of the AFC, where even Kansas City, Jason, they had to trade Joe Tooney. They weren't able to bring him back.
We're not sure about their offensive line. Is it better? I don't know.
The Bills, they have some question marks as well.
Well, they signed Bosa, and he's banged up already, right?
Exactly. So it's been, in terms of players, not, you know, on the field. Of course, the Ravens had a whole heck of a situation with Justin Tucker. But in terms of players on the field, it's been pretty drama-free, yeah. Status quo.
Yeah, I mean, look, you look at the various moments in time this offseason, right? And we've had the Dolphins sort of going to war with Tyreek Hill, and then now him realizing he's stuck with them and they're stuck with him. So you're trying to put that genie back in the bottle. We got Myles Garrett coming out trying to pretend he didn't really want out, and trying to sort of pretend like he wants to be a Brown when we know he's only there because they kept throwing money at him till he came back. How'd that work out with the quarterback they're trying to get rid of? Like New England's got a new head coach. They think Diggs is going to be a guy to help develop their quarterback, and they've got Diggs answering questions about what was that substance on that video and what was going on there, and Vrabel having to talk about, you know, his team's maturity, and he's not even coached a training camp session there yet. I just, you know, obviously this Aaron Rodgers thing is pretty nuts. The Bengals are going to war with a draft pick who's never even played a practice down with them, and we're sitting here and it's like, well, could they use another pass rusher? Sure. Like, could they use a jack-of-all-trades offensive lineman like Patrick McCary? Yeah. But, like, do they need to get Lamar done? And that is a biggie, but it's not like that's contestuous. It's not like Lamar is going to say anything about it, or Lamar's not pressed. They either get it done or they don't. They either put enough money in front of him or they don't. I suggest you do. But it just feels to me like this is a very tepid, tranquil June for this team, while June has managed to be a somewhat hellacious month in a lot of other NFL cities.
And I'll say it again. Go back to the prior year where you lose Patrick Queen, you lose Jadeveon Clowney, you had to replace three-fifths of your
starting
offensive line.
Can Zach Gore do this? Why did they pick Zach Gore over Denard Wilson? Where's the veteran defensive coaches to help this thing stay together?
And you're still trying to make sense of the AFC Championship debacle. So
will Derrick Henry fit this offense?
Yes.
At least that was a bigger question mark than anything schematically or personnel-wise they're facing right now.
There were a ton of question marks when it came to the Ravens heading into 2024. Now, it proved the Ravens were a damn good team. Lamar Jackson had a historic year. Derrick Henry had a historic year. But the pieces are there for them to make a run. And Eric DaCosta, in that quote, he referenced, hey, this was going to be a quiet offseason, but the Ravens have a lot of decisions to make next year, and that includes the Lamar Jackson deal. Ravens have a bunch of free agents. Zay Flowers is up for a contract extension after his third season. So it's not going to be the same exact thing in 2026. So that's why, even more so, there's a lot of pressure on the Ravens to finally break through this year. And there's a lot of pressure on, we'll see what happens, and this is months and months from now, of course, but Eric DaCosta, do we see that move at the trade deadline to put them over the top like we didn't see last year?
Yeah, and I just think, look, from a pure position battle, personnel, depth chart thing, what the Chiefs got, sort of what they're dealing with at left tackle, to me, rises to a level far above whether or not Voorhees is a plug-and-play left guard. What even Buffalo's doing, like, okay, so Von Miller couldn't really stay healthy, and now they're trying it with Bosa. Like, if that's not a thing for them, that whole sort of, the whole idea of their ability to get pressure as a defense and having a playoff defense, like, that rises at least to the level of the questions about the Ravens, if not surpasses it. And I think right now they've got the cupboards even a little more bare for them from an edge rushing standpoint than what we have here. Cincinnati's defense is just a whole. That's such a huge red flag / question mark / area of concern. Pittsburgh in the quarterback position and whether that's really enough of an upgrade. Like, I feel like they're all, take the drama and controversy part out of it, just from a pure football evaluation standpoint, I feel like they all have.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
at least as probing questions about as the Ravens are facing. And in many cases, I think it's more.
And if you want to go hyper local in the conference, talking about the AFC North, and you brought this up earlier in the week, Jason, this may be one of those odd years where the Ravens can run away with this thing. Where last year they had to scratch and claw just to win this division. Pittsburgh had an opportunity to clinch the AFC North in Baltimore. Yes. And then, of course, choke down the stretch, and the Ravens were able to steal the division from them. This might be a year where the rest of the North is down and the Ravens maybe could run away with it.
I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility. And could I see a scenario where the Ravens win 12 games and nobody else wins more than 10? I certainly could. And that 10 wins, by the way, if that's Cincinnati or Pittsburgh, I think that's getting you in the wild card.
Yes.
Because I have a hard time. We talked about this with Pete Prisco. Ben and I talked about this a little bit on the Wanna Bet show, live noon, on my Twitter feed, at Jason Lockenfor.
And YouTube.
And YouTube, / at Wanna Bet with us. When you really start drilling down on some of the futures odds on NFL, AFC teams in particular to make the playoffs, that seventh wild card, I think, is going to go to a very pedestrian football team. And it could just be that Cincinnati's offense is good enough to offset a bottom five defense, and they win 9 games with the right tiebreakers, and they're the third wild card.
You bring up Wanna Bet. We're going to have a Wanna Bet segment at 3 o'clock, previewing NBA
that was the bones
and talking
the bones MLB, recommendation, not ours.
MLB bets. And speaking of the NBA finals, Moak Hamilton covers the NBA for USA Today. He will be joining us at 3:30, and Jerry Coleman set to join us at 4:30 if he wakes up from his nap.
That's
time.
A big if. It's a Friday too, and you know the weekend start early for Aloysius. We've talked a fair amount on this show about the black lung and what the Ravens are doing to up their
luxury.
Yeah, what they're doing for the richest 1%. And of course, you know, the Orioles wouldn't be far behind. Timing's interesting, but blowing out the lower level, the press box, turning that into an exclusive club. It's interesting. Everybody, all the taxpayers contribute to the $600 million they want. And boy, a lot of these upgrades are probably only going to benefit a very select few in terms of your earning ability. But I'm sure Jerry has some thoughts on that. I'm sure they did not consult with Aloysius before they did that. I saw where Uncle Ruby, he sold his ski chalet for like $20 million.
I did not see that.
Yeah, I mean, he still has like 5 other homes, so don't fret about that. But you know, yeah. he's got the money to buy the Magna Carta. Team's payroll, no commitments, you know, beyond this season going anywhere. But yeah, I guess in April, sold a ski chalet for like $19.5 million.
I'd take $19.5 million.
How many guys on this team make $19.5 million a year?
That'd be no one.
None.
That would be no one.
None.
Tyler O'Neill's close, though.
Way too close.
He's very, very close.
Fire the GM.
We're going to recap the Orioles-Tigers series finale last night, and Tarek Skubal had a Tarek Skubal type of performance against the Birds. But coming up next, Kyle Hamilton had a really good year last year, but didn't have the splash plays that he made in 2023. Are we going to see more of those splash plays in 2025? And could he be a good bet, a nice value play for Defensive Player of the Year? We'll tell you next on The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.